She do it all night. She going hard, right?
And welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. This is General Galen Shaw. And this is a Phil Hendry Show.
And this is the Empire cast with Drip Drop.
Jesus,
you know, it does sound, it's hip-hop, guys. It is Empire. It is the cast of Empire. It is what it is, brother. Welcome to our program. It's Monday. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Vernon Dozier joining us today to talk about Kanye West, who had a rollout of his fashion last Friday or Thursday, whenever that was. When was it, Margaret?
It was last Thursday.
Yeah, well, this guy, Kanye West, is the guy that was, he had people wearing garbage.
Well, not garbage, General. I mean,
No, I understand. They were wearing pantyhose.
Yeah, it was the fashion design of the Kanye West.
Right. You know, see, I was talking to my wife, Patsy. I said, what is it? Because a lot of these guys with the garbage cans over the, you know, when they wear a trash bag for a jockstrap or something.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Well, wait a minute, I'm not done.
Yes, but they're not wearing a trash bag for a jockstrap. What you saw there was, quite simply, what am I looking at on television right now?
I don't know. What are you looking at?
Well, I thought we were watching The Defiant Ones.
Well, that movie's over.
Will you get the movie off, bud?
I didn't put it on there.
That The Defiant One's on right now.
No, it isn't. This is the war movie.
All right, well, The Defiant Ones was on, and now it's something else. I think this is a movie, though, about race relations in the military. Anyway, so, yeah, forget about Kanye West.
But look, I just want to know about the, what do you mean, the race relations in the military? What the hell is this?
Just forget it, okay? You guys are always getting sidetracked by what's on TV. Forget about what's on TV. Right now, all I want to talk about is what we're going to do on this here show here today. And one of the things is talking with Vernon Dozier about Kanye West. Now, what does he want to talk to him about?
Well, talk about Vernon says that Kanye West he looks like a punk face and everything.
Well, I talked to Vernon. He said that the Kanye West, the many faces of Kanye West, he'd like to, and I'm using his terminology, not mine.
Well, what did he say?
Well, I mean, I'm beginning to feel the emotion that he's feeling, or that he did feel. And boy, I'd love to do it too, I'll tell you.
He wants to do what?
Oh, well, he said he wants to slap the face. Like, what if this is Kanye West? Well, I can't use your face, can I, bud?
No, you can't slap my face.
All right, I'll slap my own face. All right.
General, what are you doing?
Hold on, I'll slap my... If Kanye West were in front of me,
Why did you do that?
Because I want to show you the anger that I have toward a young man who's got everything to live for and has a face on him like a little baby that wants to go, nah, mommy. And that's what Vernon's going to talk about.
All right, well, that's what Vernon's specialty is, talking about guys who need their mama. And we'll be talking with him.
Well, not only that, but he also got a softball season starting up.
Yes, the Belmar Academy Girls Slaughterhouse softball team is beginning its, the softball...
Well, about softball season.
Yes, the softball season.
All right. So that ought to be a lot of fun to talk to Vernon. We got to get over here to our close personal friend, Bob Bakey, and find out what the traffic is like. All right, well, okay, so fine and dandy. Let's go to Bob Bakey now, and he's got the traffic. Bob?
I'm telling you, outside downtown in Rockdale, we got up the 5 freeway. And if you're going traveling up the west side today, boy, you're going to look out there because there's a man out there sliding down the side. And somebody slid down the side there on the freeway, and he's sliding down. He's got everything, all that mud right up the crack of his ass. If you went up here on the 101 freeway, we're going down the Harbor Freeway. And we'll see you down here, down 16 freeway and out to Tot Town. You get out by sideways and go on Blood Slide L. Move it up there, move on, and you're going to find yourself the way going, and everybody's going to be happy and free and be dancing and tickling their feet and tickling their asses out there in the traffic and out there. The Bob Akin with traffic.
Yes, this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and let me just say this.
She's going to sing.
Yes, she's. Yes, she's going to sing. What an ass.
Well, he did sing.
When the lights go down, there is not another living. Can I say it?
Say what?
There's not another living motherfucker.
That's not how the words go, for Christ's sake.
Excuse me, but yes, it is.
All right, hold on.
No, it's not, Margaret.
Wait, no. The original lyrics to that song were, "There's not another living fucker around." And they did. They changed it.
No, Margaret, I think you're wrong.
Excuse me. You're not old enough to remember this song.
I'm old enough to remember the song. And there wasn't anything in there, you know, about there's not another living fucker around.
Well, you know, Margaret, you may be thinking that because of the era...
Well, what? Did you hear the song in Vietnam?
No, I did not. I was back from Vietnam in 1970. Are you putting me on or something? Why, the other day...
General, you're opening your mail near the...
Oh, I'm sorry. The other day, I was hearing that song, and I heard another song, and it went, Little Red Corvette. You remember that, Robert? You know that one?
Yeah, that one. That's by Prince.
Yeah, that's Prince with a 1999.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm listening. Little Red Corvette. Doot doo, you baby, you're getting on my back, or whatever. And so...
Well, it's not you're getting on my back.
That doesn't matter. But someone said, oh, did you hear that in Vietnam? And I said, do I look like some kind of a freak time traveler to you? And they went, well, Jesus H. I said, that song, Little Red... What the hell was that?
You dropped some of your mail.
Oh, Little Red Corvette, which is about, I guess it's about a guy's Corvette, right?
Well, it's about his penis. You know, yeah, plumbing's about the penis.
I beg your... You guys are so simple-minded, it makes me want to jump and shout with insane glee. That's how mentally deficient you are. It's not about his penis.
All right, well, wait, hold on. Little Red Corvette is about the girl, okay?
What is?
The song, Little Red Corvette. Prince is singing about the girl. Baby, you're much too fast, right?
Little Red Corvette, baby, you're... No, he's talking to his own... Forgive me for saying this.
Yeah, Miss Gray is saying he's talking to his own penal.
Yeah, not the penal.
I mean the penis.
Oh, I see. So he's saying to his own dick.
Bill, no one said dick.
All right. Well, all right.
Well, that's essentially what we're talking about here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's singing to...
Why are you holding your hand like that? As if he's laid the penis out in his hand and he's looking down on it?
Yeah, Phil, you got your hand there like, hi, penis.
All right, he's looking at... That's what you're telling me.
I never said anything about him holding his dick and looking at it and singing to it. God.
Miss Lennon, that...
Okay, Margaret, just think of the weirdness of that, and we'll get on with the show.
The weirdness of what?
A guy going, Little Red Corvette, baby, you're much too fat, talking to his own dick.
Well, it's pretty much what you're saying, Margaret.
All right, let me rethink it, but I'm sure that he's not... Little Red Corvette, baby, you're much too fat. No, that's... It doesn't make sense that he... Girls are generally named... Girls are generally little red. I thought it was about a condom.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. Very nice talking with you. And
oh, so well, let's just move past the crazy woman in the purple dress. And
it's a very nice dress.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a very nice dress.
Thank you. But you guys being nice isn't going to change this. The guy is singing to his own
dick.
Excuse me,
Margaret. Wait.
No.
Okay, let's get going with the show here, folks. We're very, very happy to have on the program here this morning Coach Vernon Dozier. I know he's a very busy man because they are starting the girls' softball season in early March. And that's not a whole heck of a lot of time. I know that early March is when the first game starts, but Coach Dozier's got a lot to be doing before that time, as well as continuing with his other duties as an administrator and as a teacher there at Belmar Academy. A very, very pleasant good morning to you, Vernon. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Phil.
And everybody's here.
Hey, good morning to the crew.
Hey, Vernon, this is General Shaw. I want to wish you well.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that.
All right. On, let's see, Friday or Thursday.
Excuse me, I went in on this. Hi, Vernon, it's Margaret.
Yes, Margaret, how are you?
Yes. Last Thursday was the day for the Kanye West fashion show.
Yeah, that was the day that I've got it in my mind as... That was the day that Kanye West, this kid, decided he was going to have some fashion show. I've got nothing against a guy if he wants to do that. I don't think it makes you effeminate or anything like that. I can tell you that a lot of people don't know this about me, but I, at one time in my career, when I was in college, and I spent a little bit of time working with a guy that wanted to make some pants or something, I don't know what, and I would model them for him, and he paid me a few dollars. No, it's not what you're thinking.
What are we thinking?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Well, I know what you're afraid we're thinking that you were his boy or something?
Well, a lot of people when I said to my first wife, Carol Ann, I said, I got to tell you, I spent time in college with a guy that made pants. And she said, well, what were you doing? I said, I walked around in them, and these guys would look at me in them.
Well, was it a fashion show?
What do you mean a fashion show? It was, I should never have brought this up, God damn it.
Well, hold on. Well, you saw this Kanye West fashion show, right?
Yeah, I never did anything like that. That was, to my way of thinking, that Kanye West thing was a freak scene from beyond, you know. But any, you know, a guy can do what he wants to do. The fashion, what I did, I worked for this guy, Monty. I was in college. It was my first year in college. And I needed a job, and this sign there on the student bulletin board said, wanted a young man, well-built, to help designer form-fit pants See, I'm a little bit nervous because there's a lot of silence there.
Well, I mean, Coach, this is Robin Leonard. It made me a little bit nervous, you know.
Yeah, what are you talking about? We've always considered you to be a guy that's, you know, knows of football and the manly arts and everything.
I know about the manly arts. Let's not be silly.
Yes, the coach is saying, were you, I guess, Coach, you were sort of a male model, right?
Well, you know, I guess. I mean, I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, why aren't you comfortable?
I mean, what I did was I would go to this guy Monty's house, and he'd say, oh, hi, Vernon, and he'd say, slip these on, and I would wear a variety of different slacks and pants and a single slack. He was a very, very forward-thinking designer.
But what was this guy's name?
His name was Monty Shea.
Monty Shea, and he was a designer.
Yeah, he was designed, yeah, he was, a, I'd say he was, I mean, he didn't just do clothes, he did curtains and wallpaper. He even designed the interiors of automobile. He was very creative. But Mr. Shea would say, all right, you know, Vernon, today we're going to wear the slack. He invented the slack. Are you aware of it?
I'm not, no.
What is? I assume that's just one pant leg?
Yeah. It's one pant leg and a cup. And
oh, my God. Well, I've never seen that demonstrate. I guess, did you model that?
Yeah, well, you could say I did.
You're talking about you're going down a runway with a pant leg.
Someone belt him.
Ow!
Just shut your mouth.
God damn, man. Right in the mouth.
Well, where'd you rather I put it?
What were you put it? What did you...
What do you think I'm talking about?
It sounds like a penis. And...
Excuse me.
Wait, well, hold on for a minute.
She's the one that said...
Hold on, Margaret. Come here. Both of you guys should know better.
I didn't do anything. She said, where'd you rather I put it?
Yeah, well, you could have just let that pass. Margaret, I mean, you made the statement.
Well, I said I slapped him in the mouth.
Yeah, you almost closed your fist and did it.
So? So what? That's got nothing to do with me putting a...
Coming by around here now, talking about penises.
Yeah, you know something, Robert? You just said it. I've never heard more reference to a dick or penis than on this show in my life.
All right, well, I can tell you that this isn't going well, and I'm ready to hang up. You got me talking about how I modeled one slack and a cup for Monty Shea. Now you're saying...
You're the guy that used the word.
You're the guy that used the word.
Okay, Phil. I am very, very, very sorry that I came on your program this morning. I thought this was going to be a discussion about Kanye West's fashion and not the fact that I had the very unfortunate experience of modeling for Monty Shea, the pant. And I am,
I've never heard of the pant.
Well, who cares if you've never heard of it? The man did it.
Yeah, okay, let's just move past that and let's talk now. Where are you anyway?
I'm in a teacher's lounge and everybody in here is running their mouth. Can you hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Ladies, would you mind terribly shutting the door? Fuck.
Vernon.
I apologize. There's a lot of pressure.
Do you need to go? Would you rather just hang up?
No, I committed to being on your program, and I will. Ladies, do you mind, would you just close your mouths and get away from me? They're not even listening to me. They're not even listening to me.
Can you move? All right, never mind. It's okay.
Yeah, just keep going with the interview. This bullcrap about worrying about where I got... So it's noisy. So what?
Well, it is distracting.
I apologize.
All right, well, but we'll continue to ask the questions. The first question... All right, so we you're with Monty Shea. He's a designer. All well and good. That does give you a little bit of...
Oh, hold on. Hey, Mary Beth? Would you, you and your friends, you, all of you, could you shut up? Would you shut up? I said shut up. Can you shut your hole?
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, wait. Can you shut any hole? Any hole? Phil, why don't you break? I'll move into another room.
Okay, that sounds fine to me.
All right, I'll be right back. Bye-bye. Excuse me. I'll be bye-bye.
He'll be right back.
What is going on here?
Let me tell you what's going on here. Phil, you know, hold on. He's talking about Monty Shea and designing. This one here is going to have a mouth on him. You always take the bait, Margaret. You belt him or you slap him or you swing at the air or something. He starts crying. Then you come back with some line that everybody can read, you know, two or three or four different meanings into.
Phil.
Oh, wait. And then comes Vernon with, well, it sounds like you meant a penis. Now, he is already on edge because we're asking him about modeling the Monty Shea slack that was a slack in a cup.
Does that mean that everything sounds like dick?
When you say, what would you rather I have put there, in his mind, that's where he's going.
You know, I think you've got some pretty weird people that are guests. Forget about the people that are here. We already know how weird they are. But the guests, for Christ's sake.
All right, we're going to take a break. Hold on. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We got Vernon Dozier. Big Vernon going to talk to us here more about Kanye West, who he may need his mama. Terry Clifton here. Do you need your mama? Sure you do. If you want your mama, we got your mama, we got your dada, we got your uncle, we got your sister. They're all in the family dolls at Terry Shea's. Terry Shea's Family Dolls, 25th and Main, downtown Los Angeles.
Mama!
Baby, and I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story, making this ever worse. About the good and the bad and the poor.
Gabby's here, you're always choking and gagging and stuff. Every time the word gag comes up around here, man, it's just it's one laugh after the other, huh?
I said I didn't want that word used.
Well, yeah, because of the time of year, and folks, if you don't know, here in Southern California, the weather's been nice, but it's been dry. It's almost like it's, yeah, the weekend was great.
This past weekend was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Don't say anything that will ruin, in my mind, the beautiful memory this past weekend.
No, I will not do that, but I will say the air was so bloody dry that it was like I had an allergy all weekend. It doesn't strike me in the nose or the eyes. I start coughing. I get these coughs, and so that's what was happening to me. All right. Vernon Dozier's with us. Oh, what are we...
Talk about it or not?
Would you talk, bud, like they finally were able to close the hole in your skull? God damn.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, she's saying, bud, when you come on, you go...
Yeah, bud, slow down.
Talk about a hole in my skull.
Well, see, I mean, it does, man.
Just say it very slowly.
Yeah, you have to talk about the online store.
Right. Our online store at philhenryshow.com is a beautiful thing. And let me remind you that at our online store at philhenryshow.com, you can pick up any number of Marvelosities that are right there for Yoo-hoo. The Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary T-shirt. Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirt. See it right there on the screen. The Best of 2000, number one rated. All of the digital downloads and all of these hard copy CDs as long as they last. So we have the digital downloads of all of our best-of CDs from 97 through 2005. We also have hard copy original artwork CDs. If you collect those, you know, there may be a time when people start collecting those things, General, you know?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people collecting the vinyl, I know. You collect any vinyl, General? No, I don't do that, Jazz.
You know, I know some people. Terry Bergantine collects vinyl. He has all of the original vinyl. He has, and I just saw it yesterday, he just got a hold of the original vinyl for South Pacific, Phil.
Oh, the Broadway musical.
Yes, yes. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm going to wash... What are you looking at?
Well, I never heard the song before instead of wash it out of the hair.
Not the hair, my hair. There's a difference. When you say my hair, you're talking about the hair on the head. When you say the hair...
Oh, Ms. Gray.
Yeah, we know what you mean, Margaret.
Well, he knows, too, and he wants me to say it.
Well...
Really, bud, isn't that? You know, it's so funny, I can't control my right hand.
Oh, God!
Man, I gotta run into dome here.
I'm sorry?
Didn't hear me run into dome.
Oh, knock it off, bud.
God, man, that hurt.
Anyway, go over to our Go over to our website, go over to our online store, and you'll see all of this great stuff. And you can see right there, we take American Express, Discover, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, Jack. We got it all for you at philhenryshow.com. So by all means, if I were you, I'd take advantage of that. That's the world-famous Phil Henry online store. All right, we're going to get back on the line here in just a moment with Vernon Dozier from the from Belmar Academy, where Belmar Academy is getting ready, among other things, for the girls' softball season. So, Vernon, I know you're a very busy guy, and we got a little sidetracked, and I would, I know that things can feel as if we bring up some things that are touchy, you know.
Well, you guys bring up things that are touchy. I mean, you got me talking about Monty Shea. I'd completely forgotten about Monty Shea and walking around in his living room in one pant leg and a cup, or walking around in his living room in what essentially was a diaper.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. This guy, he was a designer of unusual, as he called it, unusual pants for men. It was Monty Shea's Unusual Pants. And it was located over there, Phil, on, you remember, you know where La Cienega comes in the sunset?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't there. I thought it was. It wasn't. That's a very pricey neighborhood. I think it was somewhere in Norwalk. And
why did you bring up Sunset in La Cienega?
Because I thought it was somewhere nice, but it wasn't. So, anyway.
Yeah, okay, so you were designing these pants, or...
No, I didn't design anything. He designed them, and I was the one walking around the living room with all these guys watching me.
Well, what was... Was it a fashion show?
God, I hope so. Okay, does that answer your question? God, Jesus in heaven, Jesus H. Christ, I hope so.
All right, so there you go.
God, you don't have to take the Lord's name in vain.
I thought you were getting out of that room.
You're right, I was... I'm sorry, I forgot. Will you ladies shut your mouths?
Would you just get out of the room?
All right, excuse me for a minute. Excuse me. Phil, I'm moving out of the room right now. Excuse me. Excuse me. How you doing? It's nice to see you, yeah. All right. Phil, I'm in an adjacent area here. As a matter of fact, I'm halfway out. The girls are out right now. They're getting ready to do some drills. I have Coach Seymour working with the kids today on bunting, on base running. I'll be out there in a minute. Yeah, I know. We'll do good. So, I've got a few minutes.
All right, what'd you think of Kanye West's fashion show?
All right, well, a Kanye West fashion show was... I'm not qualified to comment on a Kanye West fashion show. I can't tell you whether that was good, bad, or indifferent. I will tell you that the one thing I'd love to see Kanye West do, no matter what he's involved in life, is to show a little bit more confidence. He is the least confident man I've ever seen. I know he's a very, very... driven man. There's nothing wrong with that. I admire how driven Kanye West is. I think it's great when a man is driven to make good music. He's driven to into other areas of creative effort, whether it's the, what do you want to call it, fashion or anything, sports, you know. I think all of that is a terrific, beautiful thing to do. But when you get a look on your mug, like you're uptight and the world is you almost like you need your mama.
Well, this is the thing that you've been preaching against.
I have, and I don't think I've ever seen such a baby kisser in my life as I've seen on. I've seen as it started out when I started out my quest to make men grow up and not walk around needing, you know, to talk to their daddy or their mommy or whatever. When I, you know, I decided that I would look for those baby kissers, and I'd walk right up to them and go, well, do you need to have a nipple? Do you need your mommy? You know?
Vernon.
Oh, hold on, Margaret, because this is where I get pissed off. I look at this kid, Kanye West. Every single picture of this kid, he's staring at the camera, and he looks like he needs to suckle on his mommy's nipple. And that kind of thing hacks me off. And I have stood against that, and I have stood against it. And I have, my entire life, I've tried to remind men of their duty as men. But instead, what do I get? I get Kanye West, who stands there with the whole...
Well, you know something? We've heard this before.
What do you mean you've heard it before?
We've heard this guy. We've heard Wes get ripped apart. He's got a mug on him that only a mother could love. Or I guess this Kardashian woman, or whatever her name is.
Her name is Kim Kardashian.
It's what?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
All right. And, so the guy's got that mug on him with the whole... But, you know, you can't necessarily chalk that up to being a baby.
Yeah, you know, Vern, he's just pissed off.
Oh, is he pissed off? Look, I know guys, I know the look of a guy when he's pissed off. I've seen that face before. Okay, but when a guy is pissed off, he's got a look on his face that, brother, you better get out of the way, because you know that guy is about to tear about 1,600 miles of asshole up. And by the end of the day, there'll be millions with new assholes, okay? But a guy like this West ain't got that pissed off look. He's got that,
Mommy!
My God.
Hello.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, that's... Every time you do that mommy thing, it sounds like you go into another world.
Yeah, you definitely sound like you've left this planet.
No. I've got both feet firmly on the ground. But I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. And when I see that face, when I see a guy who needs his... Fuck.
All right, hold on, Vernon.
Yeah, okay.
Man, I'll tell you, he takes that stuff seriously.
Yeah, he takes it too seriously, that guy.
All right, well, we'll be back with more from Vernon Dozier here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show as he talks with us here about his mama, or not his mama, excuse me, but the fact that Kanye West may need a mama. Coming up, we also have Dave Oliva.
Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out.
Yeah,
fall out.
All right.
Talking cash, dog, I go
Vernon Dozier with us here on the world famous Phil Henry Show as we talk about Kanye West, one of the greats. I want to talk to Vernon Dozier. Bobby Dooley, as you know, was with us. Margaret Gray was with us. And we discussed last week, Vernon, with Margaret and Bobby, the fashion aspects of Kanye West. You having worked for a fashion designer, do you have any comment on that?
Well, look, Phil, I didn't work for a I modeled.
You were a model for Monty Shea and his slacks.
Yeah, well, I worked for a guy that had pants that he wanted me to wear to show to other guys.
Well, I mean, wasn't there women looking at him? Yeah, wasn't there any women in the fashion shows and stuff?
No, that was just guys.
What's that? We didn't hear you.
It was just guys. There, you okay?
All right, what are you... I mean... So it was guys, so whatever, it was a job, right?
Yeah, well, I just want to make it clear, that's all it was. Monty Shea made pants, and I wore them, so...
And you wore them in rooms where you showed them off to other men?
Yes, okay? Ah, damn it, man.
All right, take it easy, will you, Dozier? God, you make everything into what, some kind of a psychodrama.
Well, it is a psychodrama when you got a mother, like the mother that I had, dropping me off at school and going, giving me the lip. And giving me the tongue. And then, after that, after school, I got to go to Mr. Shea's house. I'd have to call my mother, Mom, I got to go to Mr. Shea's. He wants me to wear pants again. And she'd say to me, what's wrong with wearing pants? Aren't you wearing them now? And I said, yes, ha, ha, ha. And she'd be on the other end going, ha, 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 ha. And I'd say, Mama, wasn't that funny? And she's, ha, 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 and just all going on and on and on. And I finally say, it wasn't that funny. And yes, I'm wearing pants. He wants me to model pants. And she said something, and then she says, have yourself a ball, sweetie. Click. And so I would call her back, and I'd say, do you know how much that hurts me?
All right, but look.
No, this is important to me, Phil.
All right.
I'd call her back, and I'd say, do you know how much that hurts me? And she said, what? I said, when you laugh. And she said, you mean when I go, click. And so I called her back, and I said.
Well, how many times did you call her back?
Hold on, just. So I'd call her back and I'd say, you know something, Mother? I'm very grateful that Dad isn't still in the house to see you flousing and blousing around with your bottle of gin and these guys that I think are boyfriends. It turns out they're just dudes delivering water and milk and doing the grass. And I'll have none of it. Click. And then she calls me back.
All right, okay, we got the story, okay?
Yeah, I think we've got it, Coach.
No, you don't have it, because you guys just want to blow me off because you want to get to the good stuff about this Kanye West. I told you what I think of West, okay? Kanye West is a talented guy with a face on him that looks like a little tiny baby. Like he wants to go, wah, wah.
No, that's not fair, you know?
It's not fair?
Huh? Everybody knows Conway West is...
His name's not Conway.
Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye West is a great performer.
Oh, stop it, will you, Vernon?
Click. That's what I ought to do. But instead, I go to Monty Shea's house and...
Yeah. And you put on the pants and you model them around. Okay, well, look, Vernon, we thank you very, very much.
Hold on, I will conduct the interview. I know that a lot of this has to do with your childhood and with deep-seated pain.
Oh, Christ. Oh,
will you hold on, General? With deep-seated pain...
Well, look, I appreciate that very much. You can hear how everybody else takes it, though. They can't take it when you get to the truth and when you begin to treat me with respect. They hate it. They hate it.
We don't hate it. What we don't like is the mocking tone you take.
I'm not taking a mocking tone. Why? Because I go, Kanye West looks like he needs his mommy? He does. I'd say if Conway, whatever, what is this guy's name?
Kanye West.
Kanye West.
That Chinese?
I didn't say it was Chinese, did I?
Kanye West, what are you guys, batty?
If this guy, Kanye West, would grow the hell up and would get a kisser on him that doesn't look like he's waiting for a baby bottle, because that's what you look like, Kanye. You look like you're waiting for a nipple.
Don't hang up, man. I didn't do anything to have you hang up on me.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I'm
You gotta stop all that hanging up stuff.
I'm just pissed off.
All right, well, we didn't want to piss you off. You made some good points. We appreciate it. Good luck with the softball season.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Now, hold on. What? You want to say one thing?
What do you want, Vernon?
God, what a child.
You hung up.
Yeah. Nice going, Vernon. But it turns out you should have hung up. Vernon Dozier, ladies and gentlemen. Comments?
Well, you know, there's no question Kanye West has got a face on him that only a guy that makes nipples and pacifiers could love. And he does look like a big fat baby, but... You know, Vernon did reveal some things there that I think are very illustrative and show the kind of guy that he is.
Yeah, I'm talking about where it was modeling pants and everything.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with a baby bottle.
Well, no, it doesn't have anything to do with a baby bottle, but it has to do with the fact that he already was coming into this program with memories of Monty Shea and...
Well, he was. Vernon had a very difficult childhood. His mother treated him like a boyfriend. His father was gone. There were a lot of men coming in and out of the house. And Vernon really had to find the internal strength to break out of that and sort of find his way in life. And in the process, had an overbearing, inappropriate mother, had jobs with people making pants, as he puts it.
Well, so he found himself doing some things.
No. I just think that Vernon had to overcompensate for whatever he thought was wrong with his life. So he goes out, gets his ass kicked, has his wife back over his hand. You know.
What do you mean his wife back's over his hand?
You didn't hear that? He has his wife back over his hand with a Hummer every Monday morning.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Would you watch your language, please? Yes, he does.
You're putting me on.
You've been here a million times when he said it.
Boy, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, Johnny said his wife's got a back over his hand with a Hummer. Ain't nobody can do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say ain't nobody can do nothing about it. All right, so that's that. And congratulations to the Kanye West Fashion Enterprise. I agree. I think he has to get his kisser. He has to get his kisser reshaped so it looks more like a guy that's, you know, over the age of 11. Okay.
This is David Bowie and Queen. You remember this one, Under Pressure. The world famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back. We have Dave Oliver ahead.
Ooh. Everybody get a subscription to the Phil Henry website. You got a subscription to the Phil Henry website? That'll be really fun and you'll be able to listen to every show. There's millions of them.
Yeah, with almost 20,000 hours of radio shows on the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. We also got a video archive. We got the Fun House, man.
Yeah.
Got Henroids, man.
Yeah.
Got everything, man. Got all the miscellany. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. I mean, we're all about the product, man. We're all about the product. We're all about content, yeah.
The Phil Henry website at philhenryshow.com. .com, yes.
Tomorrow,
This is the song that Vanilla Ice got into trouble over, right?
Yeah, the Vanilla Ice did this for Ice Ice Baby. They did?
Yeah, Brian May, there's a very interesting series of comments from... I think this is the song that led to the court case. I don't know. There's a court case that said sampling was legitimate if it was fair use if it contained small sections as part of a larger, you know, piece. But that you couldn't certainly use the entire song, couldn't re-perform it, that kind of thing. And so there it was, under pressure. And Brian May said that he...
Who's Brian May?
He's in the group Queen, which is the group that's doing the song there.
Queen? Is that the...
Yeah.
Now, what's this guy Bowie?
David Bowie was also in the song.
Okay. Excuse me, I don't know the principles here.
No, it's okay. So, yeah, they did the song, and then Brian May, the one of the surviving members of the group, because Freddie Mercury passed on, was hearing it one night. I think he might have been in a club or something. He said, oh, wow, that's our riff, and this is interesting. That's our song, and yet it isn't our song, and that's when he went to their lawyer, and I think they had a...
Well, I don't know if that was the case, or if there was more than one, but nonetheless, yes, there was a series of... legal battles, or battle royale, is this I Want to Live with Susan Hayward? Oh, God, she's wonderful. You know...
This TV, we're going to have to turn this off, okay? If this is more interesting than what we have going on right now.
Well, Susan Hayward, boy, there's a piece of... Well,
you were going to say piece of ass.
You said it, he didn't.
I said it anticipating that he was going to say it.
But I didn't say it, and I want people to know that.
All right, you didn't say it.
What are you yelling at me for?
All right, I'm just getting sidetracked here about a piece. Susan Hayward being a piece of ass is not doing us any good. All right, let's go with our good friend Dave Oliva now. Dave's with us in Monterey Park, California, and David's going to be talking to us about being a part of our one-man show. David, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mr. Henry. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, David, people really responded well to you and George on stage as you were reenacting a couple of events from the past summer. One of them when you guys were in front of one of the art theaters there in Alhambra, or Monterey Park, I should say, alerting elderly people to the mummy.
Yes, sir. It was like part of my, I was doing my senior thesis, you know, for law enforcement to the limits of law enforcement is what it's called. And when you see old people going into the mummy, you want to say to them, are you aware that this is the mummy? And they'll say, yeah. And my cousin George will say, dude, you know, the mummy come out in like the 30s, you know?
Well, that's true. The mummy's an old movie.
Right. I know that. But the thing of it is this is a new mummy. So like if an old lady goes in to see the mummy, and let's say she's an old lady and she's all, yeah, and it's 10:30 at night too. So we also had to ask the question, what's an old lady doing out at 10:30 at night, you know?
What's wrong with an old woman being out at 10:30 at night?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but what's she going... It's one thing to be an old lady, you know, I mean, in fact, I've got these flashcards that I hold up to myself in a mirror, and one of them says old lady, because, like, that will trigger in me so many different, you know, stuff to think about, like, when I'm doing... What do you call it? When I'm doing my law enforcement, so I go, old lady, God, old lady, there's so many problems old ladies cause, you know? So,
yeah, you got that right, man. What are you guys talking? What do you mean old ladies cause problems?
No, I'm just saying, you know, when they come to the theater to see the mummy.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you know.
Let him finish, General.
Yes, General, you're butting in.
All right, I just want him to get on with it.
Well, I'm going to get on with it. When an old lady comes to the movie theater to see the mummy at 10:30 at night, you're like, what are you doing here, old lady? It's 10:30 at night. And George says to me, well, she had the mummy when she was a kid. She wants to see the mummy again. And I'll go, dude, the mummy is different, man. The mummy now has the mind. You know, it sucks the mind out of people and everything like that.
Yeah, it doesn't suck the mind out. It sucks the brains.
What the hell? So this is one of these horrible... What'd they do with the mummy? Made it more horrible?
Well, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. They made the mummy more horrifying and more horrible than ever before. You know, you look at the mummy, you're like, you know, God, man, that's... you know, it's sucking the brains out of it, you know? So, anyway, you know, I said, that, you know, the mummy. But, I mean, as I'm talking to George about this, okay?
No, let's just recap. So part of the show is you and George talking about how you're keeping elderly people out, or you're not keeping them out.
No, no, we're not keeping, we're just saying, are you aware of the fact that the mummy is, and they'll say, yeah, I guess so, because I'm going into the theater and there's the sign. I go, okay, no point in being like a smart ass or something, you know.
Well, you gotta be asking a dumb question.
It's not a dumb question. I mean, if you say to the guy, are you aware, if have you, I'm not saying, do you be aware.
Do you be aware, good Lord.
No. I'm not saying, are you aware of the mummy playing. I'm saying, are you aware that in this mummy, the brains go, it sucks the brain.
What do you mean it sucks the brain? What is this guy talking? Are you saying that the mummy attaches itself to the head and sucks brain?
It's the mummy takes away the life force of people.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Well, now I understand.
It takes away the life force. It doesn't attach itself.
Yeah. So, then George is like, okay, yeah. And so he says to me, hey, man, you know the song by Pink Floyd called Dogs?
Wait. Are we on to a different topic now?
Yeah. Now, this is just part. You were talking about the mummy. Now you're into some other thing?
Yeah. So we were talking about the mummy.
All right. So this is a different part of the show.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Just let him talk about it, General. I mean, I don't mean to yell at you.
You better believe you're not yelling at me. Take a cigarette break, my friend.
Sorry.
Well, so anyway, I'm like, are you, he goes, hey, Dave, you know,
what is wrong with you?
Nothing, I'm just confused.
Just slow down, man.
He goes, hey, Dave, man, I was listening to Dogs by Pink Floyd. I go, yeah. He goes, you know that song? I go, yeah. You know, have you ever heard it, Mr. Ernie?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah, he goes, you got to be crazy. Do, do, do. You got to have a real need to, okay? He goes to me. He says to me, hey, man, you know, it's trippy. I go, what? He goes, I'm listening to Dogs by Pink Floyd the other day, and guess what? I heard a dog bark. He was going, bark, 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 you know? I go, what? He said he heard Dogs when he was listening to Dogs.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I mean, it was nothing for me.
So he thought it was very spooky and coincidental that he heard a dog bark.
Yeah, but if you listen to the song Dogs, it goes, bark, bark. Bark, bark. I can't explain it, but they slow the tape down. It goes, bark, bark, like that. And George said to me, which is probably, you know, I don't mean to use language, but he said to me, and he's probably full of, you know, BS, that the dog he heard barking, which was down the street from our house, was doing exactly that. It was going, bark, bark, bark.
You mean like in the song of the Dogs?
Yeah, just like that, man.
That is trippy.
Yeah, and I went, are you sure, George? You gotta look at me in the eye, man. And look me in the eye. Did it do the way it did it when you listen to it on the
No, wait. What did this song
General, hold on. I love you, but you're asking the questions you're asking today are confusing people.
All right, I just wanna know. You're saying the dog barked a certain way.
Yes, it barked in a certain way that was. There was a certain audio effect, Dave, that they put in the song?
Yeah. In the song Dogs by Pink Floyd, the dog goes, bark, bark, because they slow it down, you know?
Yes, Pink Floyd is noted, General, for a variety of sonic and audio techniques that are very revolutionary. They do require some audio dubbing.
All right, Margaret, that's just well and good. You know, you don't have to explain to me backward masking.
I'm trying to get you up to speed on this.
Yeah, General, it's kind of weird and everything.
All right, so Dave, so then that song, that part of the song comes on.
Yeah, so like George is saying to me, hey, man, so I was listening to it, and I go, yeah? He goes, yeah, and the song goes, bark, 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 and it goes, doo, doo.
Look, hold on, General, will you?
Yeah, General, just wait a minute, man. Then it goes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, but it goes, you know, bark, bark, doo, doo, bark, bark. And he goes, and then at that moment, which is what I was listening to at that moment, and I go, yeah? He goes, right at that moment when the dog went bark, 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 then I heard the dog down the street from the house and Mrs. Televins going bark, bark, just like in the song. I go, bullshit. I mean, excuse me?
Go ahead.
I go, bullshit, man. He goes, I swear to God, man, I swear to God.
And so what is the upshot of all of this?
Yeah, what does he think? It's some kind of a spooky deal or something?
I mean, it's like Pink Floyd. You know, in Pink Floyd. Okay? Like, in...
What do you mean in Pink Floyd?
Yeah, are you talking about The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, in The Wizard of Oz. In The Wizard of Oz, if you put it on the right lion growl, then you can play it, you know, The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, man, so that's fantastic, Dave.
What? I mean, God.
Well, you know, David, that's interesting, but your cousin sounds like he got lucky.
Got lucky? What are you talking about, man? I mean, he goes, bark, bark. It's the same thing. Like, look, man, I know my cousin's weird, okay?
Your cousin's as flaky as they get. That kid, I heard that kid the other day, and he was talking about those brains getting sucked out, and I thought I was hearing things.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes I think, look, I came in one day, he's listening to Pink Floyd, and he's watching The Blob. I go, what are you doing? He goes, yeah, man, you know how if you put the needle down on Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, and you listen to it the right way on The Wizard of the Oz, how bitchin' it is? I go, yeah. He goes, look at this, man, I'm doing it with The Blob. Because he had The Blob on.
What?
You, Mr. Henry, you understand what I'm saying?
Are you telling me that your cousin was watching The Blob listening to Pink Floyd?
Yeah, he said, hey, man. I go, what are you doing, man? He goes, I'm doing what everybody does. You put the needle down on the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon, and you're watching The Blob.
What do you mean The Blob?
The Blob, man. You seen it?
He means The Blob.
Oh, The Blob.
Yeah, The Blob, the movie The Blob.
What did I say?
Well, you sort of said The Blab.
The Blab? I know The Blob. I don't know The Blab.
No, it's not The Blab. It's The Blob.
No, The Blab is... The Blab's about Bud, man. About a guy that doesn't shut up. That's a beautiful one, Robert. I gotta get you a case of beer on that one.
Thank you very much.
Well, whatever, man.
That really hurt me.
Oh, take it easy. All right, so your cousin was listening to Pink Floyd and watching The Blob. Good for him. Dave, we're looking forward to having you at the show.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tighten all this stuff up with him, you know, but I mean, it is kind of interesting, everything that he did, you know, and...
Your cousin's a good guy, and he's a very... he wants you to do well, and he's an imaginative guy, but I would caution you not to take his stuff so seriously, man. I mean, if the dude is saying, hey, man, I heard the dog, and maybe he did hear a dog. I don't think there's anything... weird.
You don't think it's like witchcraft or anything like that?
No, that's ridiculous.
Okay, I just, you know...
Hey, no, it's not witchcraft. All right, David, thank you very much, buddy. It's good talking to you. We'll talk to you when we see you at the show, okay?
Okay, Mr. Irwin, looking forward to it.
Dave Oliva and...
You know, he's a... He's getting a college degree in law enforcement?
Yeah, he wants to be an LAPD police officer.
That can, you know, if he thinks that The Blab, you know...
It's not The Blab.
Yeah, that's a movie about you. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. He said that The Blob...
Not The Blob. His cousin got mixed up. It was first the Wizard of Oz.
They're saying if you listen to Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, to The Wizard of Oz, what happens?
Oh, it's some asinine. It supposedly syncs up. Who knows, man? Some dude that smoked far too much weed came up with that one. That's all I can tell you. A guy that smoked far too much weed. All right, sports fans, I think that just about does it for this edition of the world-famous Phil Henry Show.